WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where it is already early on day three of the government shutdown. The effects are radiating out across the country, including Philadelphia, as we hear from KYW News Radio's Matt Coughlin.
Independence Hall is shut down. Carpenter's Hall is closed. Visitors tried to get shots of the Liberty Bell through a smudgy window during a second day of the third government shutdown during a Trump presidency. Shirley Santiago and her family came from Hawaii to visit Philadelphia.
We came all the way here to see the Liberty Bell. But we were just told we can't get into the Independence Hall because of the shutdown.
Santiago says she's disappointed by the shutdown, but she's worried about the budget cuts.
As a healthcare worker, I'm really concerned about the Medicaid and Obamacare being cut off.
Matt Coughlin for CBS News, Philadelphia.
The Senate will take up the short-term Republican budget bill and the Democratic alternative for votes Friday afternoon. Neither is expected to pass. On the eve of his sentencing on prostitution-related charges, Sean Diddy Combs sent a letter to the judge saying he is a new man and asking for mercy. More from CBS News New York's Alice Gaynor.
The defense says they plan to have four members of their legal team address the judge. Sean Diddy Combs himself is expected to address the judge, and they filed a court document that says they plan to play a 15-minute video before the judge hands down his sentence.
Major League Baseball's wild card playoff round is now in the books.
Three of the four series came down to a deciding third game.
This one is popped up, McMahon. And the Yankees have completed step one on their way back to a World Series.
ESPN's Carl Ravitch has the New York Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-0. Earlier, Detroit beat the Guardians in Cleveland. The Cubs topped the Padres in Chicago. New York meets Toronto in the division series. The Tigers meet Seattle in the next round. The Cubs go north to Milwaukee, while the Dodgers meet the Phillies. All four series start Saturday. Peter King, CBS News.
The FDA has approved another generic version of the abortion pill mifepristone, a move that CBS's Tracy Lynn reports quickly triggered pushback.
The decision not sitting well with some anti-abortion groups and conservative politicians. In a statement, the group Students for Life Action called the approval, quote, a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go.
Taylor Swift's newest era has begun.
The
12th album, The Life of a Showgirl, was released this past hour, along with merchandise and a movie. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and hot Friday, high mid-80s. Breezy Saturday, high again mid-80s. Low 80s Sunday, cooler next week. It's 60 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by State Representative Lee Snodgrass, who's joined with Democrats to introduce a bill that makes it a requirement for elected officials to spend some time working on elections. What a novel idea.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board down at the World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. We are here on location live in Shawano, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay. It's a beautiful fall day. We're out here in a cloud in the sky. Perfect temperature, no humidity. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, beautiful pumpkin yard back here, courtesy of stepmom Mary and her great gardening prowess. And you got a little Bucky Badger there in the background, courtesy of our friend Kelly Call. Bucky Badger turns 85 today. How about that? Happy birthday, Bucky. Zommers, how are you doing back at the old world headquarters?
Doing well. And you know, Bucky Badger looks great at 85. You know, maybe he could be governor.
That's very true. Nicely done. Yeah, we talked to hour two of former Governor Tommy Thompson thinking about running for another term at 80. Well, he'd be 85. He's 80, 83, about to be 84. He'd be 85 if he were when he was sworn in, if he were elected. Just my opinion. I think the governor should just retire at the farm in Elroy and live out his remaining days, which I hope are long and fruitful and healthy. Irony is not lost when it was Republicans who criticized Joe Biden for running for another term as president at 82, 83, and now Tommy Thompson thinking about getting back in the governor's race and being elected at 85. It seems it's just at some point it's just time to move forward. Anyway, big hour this hour. We're going to give you a chance to win some fabulous cash and prizes in our text to win contest. So download the Civic Media app for that. Also, what's worse, Zommers is going to school me in fish. We'll talk to you about that a little bit. And maybe some surprises along the way here in hour two as well. So stick around for all of that. I want to get this in quickly because I think this is curious. And, I guess we're going to do this one first because the government is still shut down. The federal government still shut down. And in the first hour, talking about this very important story as reported by ABC Channel 7 in Chicago, not getting a lot of airplay on national media. But thank goodness for ABC 7 in Chicago talking raid, an attack, really, on an apartment building in south side of Chicago using Black Hawk helicopters and other armored vehicle. One of our listeners texted in and said, are these ICE people still getting paid after the government shut down? Good question. I've been in contact with some people working for the Defense Department, our military folks, and, of course, many of these people are deemed essential personnel. They're still having to go to work, but not getting paid, at least for now. If things maintained in the past, which there's no guarantee, in the past when we've had government shutdowns, federal employees who are not getting paid get their back pay once government opens back up. But under a Trump administration, who the heck knows? But here, very quickly, A little news you can use, courtesy of WISN Television in Milwaukee, Channel 12. U.S. congressional lawmakers have failed to agree on a spending package for the new fiscal year, which triggered a federal government shutdown yesterday. Many Americans are wondering how the shutdown will impact travel, and specifically, how will it affect passport applications and driver's license services. So the question is, are passports still being processed? Answer, yes. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, the agency responsible for overseeing the naturalization process, is primarily funded by application fees, meaning a lapse in funding the federal government has minimal impacts on most passport and visa processing. So that's good. What if I have a passport appointment with the United States Postal Service? Well, the U.S. Postal Service is unaffected by a government shutdown. It's an independent entity funded through the sales of products and services, not by tax dollars. You could still make an appointment for new passport applications, passport renewals, and photo services on the USPS website. So Postal Service, still going on. Another question, courtesy of WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Question, can I still get a driver's license or real ID in the state of Wisconsin? You can still get a driver's license or real ID during a government shutdown. That's because motor vehicle departments are primarily funded and operated by state budgets.
A little Freudian
that
slip
means
there.
You could also... What?
I said a little Freudian slip there.
Yeah, a little Freudian. Yeah. This means you could also make an appointment or visit one of your state's driver's license centers to receive a real ID with proper paperwork. The shutdown will not stop Transportation Security Administration, better known as TSA employees, from enforcing the Real ID Act in U.S. airports and other federal facilities. TSA officers are typically deemed essential and must remain on the job, though they are not paid. Not paid. Imagine having to do that work and knowing you're doing it for nothing, at least for right now. And finally, what about visas? Agency spokesperson Matthew Tessinger said in a statement, however, that the shutdown does temporarily shutter the agency's E-Verify program, a free online system that employers can use to confirm their new employees who are authorized to work in the United States. So there's a little bit of news you can use, courtesy of Channel 12, WISN in Milwaukee. We appreciate them doing that reporting. So, yes, you can still get a passport. Yes, the United States Postal Service is still operating. You can get your passport through the USPS. Yes, you can still get a driver's license or real ID. So those things are still going on while Donald Trump, the Republicans in D.C., continue to keep the federal government shuttered. We'll continue to update you on that. It is now 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Up for grabs this hour, I should say this day, today, daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Everybody who enters is entered in for one grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. Green Bay home game, November 23rd, 2025 at 12 noon. Plus a gas card to get you to the game. It has a value of $1,550. Open up the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it for free on your Apple or Android device. Open up the app. First 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose one of those 10. Once you open it up, the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon that says text. Click on that, and now I'm going to give you today's word to text in. Today's word is club. C-L-U-B. Club. You have until 4 o'clock to text in the word club. Bad people kill baby seals with a club.
Not the direction I thought you were going to go, but it's...
I'm trying to be safe because I can't say certain things with this thing.
That's true.
So I have to think of things that are completely obscure to get my point across so I don't get myself in trouble. The word is club. C-L-U-B. Text the word club. You have until 4 o'clock in Civic Media's green and gold. Text to win contest. Good luck.
Yes, good luck indeed. We're pre-recording these things now. Just make sure that I don't mess anything up.
We're just being careful.
We're being very careful. It's a precautionary action. Club, C-L-U-B, is the word to text in. Oh, speaking of texting, just before we did that, the little green and gold thing, we were talking about things that are open during the government shutdown. One listener, TJ, reminds us that I left out what people care about most. Is the construction continuing on the White House ballroom? The answer, yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, despite people not getting paid, despite government grinding to a halt out in D.C., have no fear. The Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago, Melania special ballroom is continuing construction.
Well,
in
Washington,
D.C.
You know, allegedly, I will say, allegedly, Donald Trump does have a history long before being the president of continuing to have people build things for him and then not paying them.
Well,
this is not new.
That is very, very true. Maybe YouTube is helping to pay for that. We're going to talk about that here in a second. But yes, text the word club, C-L-U-B, on the Civic Media app for the green and gold text to win contest. It is now 16 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved for this particular thing. This is very difficult. You understand when we have two things happening at once. But for this segment, separate from the green and gold text to win trivia, for the What's Worse, no prizes. But it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 Civic Media News Talk and Sports Network stations as we are live here this afternoon from beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin. All right, Sommers, timely, timely indeed. I'm not sure it really is, but we'll just say that. No, it is because, there's no Packer game. The Packers have a bye this week. And so people are going to be more inclined to go out to eat, maybe, because they don't have to stay home and watch a Packer game. They can go out to eat. Now, today's category, a little different. What's worse, rare beef or sashimi? Sashimi. And when CP put this out, CP writes these, most of them. Occasionally he lets me write one. But rare beef, I like a good rare beef sandwich or like a rare filet. But sashimi, no, sashimi. Zomers, what the heck is sashimi?
Todd, have you ever had sushi?
Not in the biblical sense, no.
Have you?
Yes, I've tried. I've tried it. I'm not really a fan. I don't like the seaweed wrap part of it.
Oh, okay.
I like the tempura shrimp.
I do like seaweed. I don't know. Something.
Do you really?
Yeah. That says it all, you said?
Between you and I, that you like seaweed and I, that's a good, and just, we like very different things.
I guess so.
But go ahead. But
yeah. So sushi, raw fish typically, and other things wrapped up in rice and seaweed. Sashimi is just the raw fish, but sliced very thin, and different kinds of fish. And it's very good, in my opinion. It's, high quality. It's got cool colors, too, so that's always fun.
All right, so here's
just
what happened.
Sliced raw fish.
While Zomers was explaining that, the Elon Musk Starlink satellite took a dump. And so I heard basically nothing of what... But you're telling me it's sushi, essentially a fancy word for sushi.
Well, sushi is a wrap. Sashimi is just raw fish. So it's just sliced raw
fish. Just raw fish.
Yep, just sliced raw fish. You often have a sauce with it.
It's raw fish. It's unwrapped. That's what you're telling me.
That's correct.
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. All right. What's worse, rare beef or sashimi? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. There will be no sashimi on the set here in Shawano, but you will be after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
And you ever heard of sashimis?
Sashimis.
Oh, I got time for sashimis.
What about sushi?
Sushis.
Oh, I got so much time for sushis.
Yeah. Just pull it out, hack it up, down the hatch.
No, I know what it is. I just don't think he needs to put an S on the end of that word.
Hey, dude.
He's correct.
Welcome back to the Don Hoppel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live on location, and Sean Alzheimer's is back home at the world headquarters in Madison. We were asking the question, what's worse, rare beef or sashimi? Zomers, where'd that clip come from, speaking of sashimi?
That's from the comedy show Letterkenny, about a bunch of Canadian, I guess, rural Canadians, and they don't really know what sushi and sashimi are, and they can't figure out how to say them.
That's pretty good. What's worse, rare beef or sashimi? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is fantastic. Brett, listening in Brown Deer via WAUK out of Milwaukee, Brett in Brown Deer says, quote, beef is better. I don't eat out of the bait bucket. I think that's pretty good.
I also think that's good and funny. But also, I do want to say sushi and sashimi, or if you're in the show Letterkenny, shoosies and shashimis, it's not the same kind of fish. It's,
well,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, some of this sushi, sashimi, what is it? She sells sea by the seashore. Sashimi. No, a sashiyu.
Maybe.
Isn't sashimi, isn't he a relief pitcher for the Dodgers, by the way? It's very, like tuna, whatever. Some of this stuff is like hundreds of dollars a pound.
when you get it from Japan and whatnot.
It can be, yeah. Although I've not had any of that.
I was going to say, what's the most expensive sashimi or sushi you've ever had? I'm not asking for a price, but like where at?
I don't remember exactly where. There are a couple of places. The one I remember most that I actually, well, the one I remember the name of is Katsuya in Appleton.
All right.
And I feel like you can get a pretty wide range. Like you could get a sushi roll there for like $8, or you could get a fancy one for like $25.
Whoa. $25 for one egg roll? You spend
a roll of sushi.
Oh, a roll of sushi. Did that include, was that with or without seaweed?
With.
With seaweed. Because I think you're at Shawna Lake, you can get seaweed for nothing. And you just wrap up your fish and you're good to go. I think I get a deal at Shawna.
Maybe not the same kind of seaweed. But.
Catherine, listening in Saukville on WAUK, Catherine says both are disgusting. Rare beef or sashimi. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse?
For me, I will qualify this with the picture we have here shows rare beef that is basically just the cow. Like, there's a little bit of brown on some of it, but it's basically just red and bleeding all over the bun. And what is? Not to say that there's anything wrong with that, of course. I only say that to say I have not had beef that rare, that close to raw. So, with that caveat, I will say that rare beef is worse, but I never know. It could be amazing that I just haven't had. So I feel like sashimi and sushi, like all we not enough of us try it. And I think if you give it a shot, it's very good.
All right. This is not even close for me. It's not even the same ballpark. It takes me less than a half a second to get my answer. Sashimi is much worse.
Well, see, the thing is, I haven't had beef that rare. You don't even know what sashimi is.
It's tender. It's very high. You can tell it's high end beef that's been slivered off, and it's because you could taste the quality of it's like here, I got the hat on today. It's Joe Thomas's Hall of Fame beef. That's what it is. It's like Wagyu beef.
Well, that's the same. Maybe than that picture. I don't know, but that's the same thing with sashimi. Is it's very high end fish sliced very thin. So they're very similar.
All right, I'll give you. You know what? That's the most salient point or argument you made so far for this thing, is that I've never had that high of end fish before, so maybe I'd like it.
Sometime, I'll give you that. I think you should give it a shot.
We'll give it. You know what I can't do is the sake. I got gout one time from sake.
Really?
No sake for Toddy.
How much?
I'm telling you that right now. Not much at all. I had like a little glass of sake. I went out with some people and some friends years ago. Got gout. Terrible. You don't want my big toe. I was working at I was managing the Tilted Kilt at the time, and so I was hauling around kegs, you know, in the beer room, and I used to use my right foot to kind of move them around. And I thought, well, I've dropped a keg, I've cracked a bone. I couldn't even walk on it. Oof. But no, I didn't crack a bone. It was gout brought on by sake.
There's no way that was it.
Yeah, the doctor said.
Huh?
Well, who am I to argue with the doctor's numbers? I don't have a medical degree. So you eat sashimi, that leads to sake, which leads to gout. Nobody got gout from eating beef.
Just don't drink the sake. Get some Sapporo instead, which is a Japanese beer.
All right, this is going nowhere.
Yeah, it is going nowhere, especially since Elon Musk decided that there was no more talk about rare beef or sashimi. Anyway, Todd should be back shortly. But that pretty much wraps up today's edition of What's Worse, since we don't have very much time left to talk about.
All right, Ted, are you there?
Oh, no, I just wrapped up What's Worse because you jumped off the... Elon canceled you.
The problem is too many people are eating sashimi up here, and that's why the phone lines are bad, or the satellite lines. I don't know. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about canceling comedians. David Cross slams Bill Burr and other well-known comedian and comedians for performing in Saudi Arabia at Riyadh. Are left-leaning comedians speaking out of both sides of their mouth? And are they eating sashimi when they say it? We'll discuss that and more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom Allball Show live on location in Shawnee. Stay tuned. Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report News starts now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. Senate Republican leader John Thune said he is giving his Democratic colleagues another chance Friday to end the government shutdown with votes on the two parties' competing short-term spending bills.
If we can just find a few more Democrats to join us, we can end this shutdown and get back to bipartisan appropriations work and the business of the American people.
Sean Diddy Combs will be in a New York City courtroom Friday morning for sentencing on prostitution-related charges. CBS News New York's Alice Gaynor.
And several other people who were former employees of Combs and who testified at trial, they too also submitted these victim impact statements, just describing what they've gone through all these years.
Taylor Swift's 12th studio album is out. Collection of bouncy pop songs about love, marriage, success, and score settling. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The great part is you just won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune, making yourself the biggest winner ever. The tough part? You filmed the episode in May and had to keep it a secret from your boyfriend and family for 4 months. 34-year-old Christina Derevyanik of Connecticut had just started dating the boyfriend and managed to keep everything on the QT. She held a watch party in Stamford and her boyfriend found out while watching in Boston. Derevyanik also says, like most people who win a lot of money, she is not quitting her job, at least not until the boss refuses her raise. If you're looking for a film to watch at home this weekend, check out Caught Stealing. The Darren Aronofsky-directed film is a good caper about an ex-baseball player who gets mixed up with gangsters thanks to his goofy neighbor. The film stars Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler, and it's definitely worth a look. Caught Stealing is now available to stream at home on video on demand. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and hot Friday, high mid-80s. Breezy Saturday, high again mid-80s. Low 80s Sunday, cooler next week. It's 60 right now.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome John Sabo from First Tee Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr drops by with fun music and great chat.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, man, to our little pad here in Shawnee, Wisconsin. It's a very chill toddy. Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live on location for beautiful Shawnee. Getaway day as soon as the show is over. Packing up, hit the road, back down. I'm going to be at the old home studio at the world headquarters tomorrow. But glad to be up here for a couple of days in beautiful Shawnee. A little legalize it. Now, I always thought, I don't know why, I thought that Bob Marley sang that, but Zomers, you corrected me. Who sings
it
that? That
Peter song? Tosh on that one.
Peter Tosh. Peter Tosh sings it. Very pertinent. We're going to talk about this in a couple of minutes here. A group of people that you would not normally think are behind legalizing weed to a degree are now on board. We're going to tell you who it is in just a minute. But first of all, a couple of pieces of business that we got to get out of the way. We are right smack dab in the middle of our green and gold text to win multi-state contest. Up for grabs, $200 cold, hard, green cash. Also gold jewelry and gold jewelry. And that's just for today. Now, everybody who enters gets to a chance to win the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota for a home game on November 23rd at 12 noon. Plus, they get you a gas card to get you to the game. How you get home is up to you. No, it's not true. You'll be just long. It's one gas card wherever you're driving to. I don't know. Anyway, it's a prize value package worth $1,550. It can be yours if the price is right. No, and you just have to text in. And the word to text in to participate on the, you have to text in on the Civic Media app, or as Johnny Depp said in the great movie, via the app. I love that movie. The word is club. The word is club. C-L-U-B. Don't be like those goofballs that club a seal. Club. C-L-U-B. That's not a nice way to use that word. How about a great sandwich is a club sandwich.
There we
C-L-U-B.
Go.
The word is club. Texting in right now for the green and gold multi-state contest. Also, wrapping up our what's worse today, rare beef or sashimi. Calling in to get in the last entry of the day, Ali in the North Woods. Ali, rare beef or sashimi, what's worse?
Well, I think the raw fish would be worse. It's worse for your gout. I can definitely
really
tell you that.
Raw fish is worse for the gout. See, I was right, Sam.
Yeah, lots of fish, even shrimp, can cause gout. And
really?
A lot of people do eat raw beef because they have steak tartare. Or
right.
How many people take and eat raw hamburger? A lot of people. I had an uncle who used to eat raw hamburger sandwiches with just some onions and lots of black pepper on it. So
it's a Wisconsin thing.
Yep. So yeah. Definitely steak tartare is a very expensive thing to have too. So
right. All right. Well,
and I also
just wanted to
say one other thing. I have forwarded that information about the federal agents in the south side of Chicago, and a friend texted me back, and she said that one of her friends had her Instagram account shut down for sharing this on a thread.
Really? Wow.
Really. So I thought
stuff like this still just takes, get taken aback by it. Because in the United States of America, to think that you're going to get shut down on your social media account for sharing the truth is just
so much for
surreal.
Freedom of speech, huh?
Right. And it's surreal and scary all at the same time.
It is. Yes.
Yeah. Well, appreciate doing your part.
I know you're busy.
No, I appreciate it. Always great to catch up, Ollie. Thank you so much. Ollie in the Northwoods. Fantastic. All right, let's get to this story.
And then we also have Ted in Appleton.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't know Ted was on the line. All right, Ted in Appleton doing the Lord's work down there on the tarmac at the Appleton Airport. Ted, rare beef or sashimi? What's worse?
Sashimi. Coming from a guy who eats tongue, cow tongue.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing better than a good cannibal sandwich. A slice of onion,
right?
Good raw meat on rye bread. That's to die for.
you can get it at your local diner under the Ed Gein special. So there
exactly.
You go.
And I
thanks,
used to live
Ted,
near Plainfield.
Did you really? Oh my gosh, that's a whole nother kettle of fish. Or not.
Right.
All right, thanks, Ted. Appreciate it. Have a good day. All right, let's get to this, Summers. And this surprised me a little bit. I guess it wasn't a surprise, but it was unexpected, again, from WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Wisconsin GOP lawmakers introduce a bill to legalize marijuana. Dateline Madison Republican state lawmakers introduced a bill on Monday to legalize medical marijuana after previous attempts to legalize the drug for medicinal use failed. The new bill, sponsored by State Senators Patrick Teston, Republican of Stevens Point, Senate President Mary Fleskowski, Republican of Tomahawk, and State Representative Patrick Snyder, Republican of Weston, requires patients to have a doctor's diagnosis and register through a new state office. Quote, the position on cannabis has changed dramatically in the last several years, unquote, Teston said. Like previous attempts to legalize medicinal cannabis, patients must have a doctor's diagnosis of a serious medical condition like cancer, multiple sclerosis, PTSD, IBS, Parkinson's, or severe chronic pain to access medical cannabis. They then must register with the new Office of Medical Cannabis Regulation. The office would also oversee licensing for cannabis growers, processors, and testers. Teston said, we want to allow private industry to come in here. There are companies all across the country who have been very effective and impactful on delivering medical cannabis to patients, Teston said. 2024 attempt by Assembly Republicans spearheaded by Speaker Robin Voss proposed state-run dispensaries, but the bill did not gain Senate support. Quote, dead is a strong word. I think it's unlikely it's going to pass this session, unfortunately, Robin Voss told reporters last year. The latest bill this year, sponsors hope that by keeping some of the restrictions from last session's legislation, but opening production up to the private sector, they'll gain more support. Snyder said, quote, I just know my road in the assembly will be challenging, unquote. Under the new bill, patients could ingest medical marijuana through oils, edibles, vapors, otherwise, but it would not be allowed to be smoked. All right. Governor Tony Evers proposed legalizing recreational marijuana in his last budget, but Republican lawmakers quickly dismissed the idea. Wisconsin remains virtually an island in the Midwest, with all surrounding states legalizing some form of medical or recreational use. Current medical marijuana is legal in 40 states, and 25 of those also allowing recreational use. What do you think, Zomers? I mean, I had no problem with certainly not for medical reasons, legalizing it. And I don't have a real problem for recreational. In fact, I wish it was legalized and then you had regulation on it.
Because, yeah, instead of this random Delta crap that you don't know what's in it.
Right. Well, I mean, and you know, I mean, we are the world headquarters of Civic Media right down there on State Street. I've lost track now. How many dispensaries are on State Street? At least five, wouldn't you say? Maybe six?
That's probably shooting low.
I mean, you could get a contact high just by walking on State Street these days.
Some days, some evenings, certainly. Yeah. The most interesting thing you said to me was that serious condition that could qualify as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. I'm going to need to do some research because if that can help, maybe I have a
case.
There
you go. There you go. You can
semi-joking.
But also, don't you also think that people who currently in Wisconsin who can benefit by marijuana for medical reasons, don't you think that most of them are probably just already going to Illinois or Michigan or Minnesota? They're just going across the border.
Oh, yeah. In all seriousness, this just seems like a smart economic move because people who need it or people who want it can get it so easily, and it's putting so much money into other states' governments' pockets.
Right. And I think that if you read that story at WISN there, that we just did, at least part of it, I think you're exactly right that Republicans are going, we want to make sure the private business person gets something out of this. Well, now we're talking. Now we can do this. And of course, in fairness, Democrats have been proposing this for years.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, they've used it as a campaign issue, a major. They tried to make medical and recreational marijuana a major campaign plank, and we saw in 2024, at least in Wisconsin, many of the people that are in support of legalizing marijuana ended up voting for Donald Trump.
Which
I'm not really sure how that's working for them. So I don't know that it's a major campaign issue. I just don't buy that line of thinking, but I think it is something that Democrats have led the way on, and now Republicans, I think from pressure, people's opinions are changing on it in general, and the fact that this economic impact from other states, I think Republican lawmakers are saying, hey, we want to get in on this deal. So I hope once again, maybe for 2 days in a row, Zomers, yesterday it was Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner's housing bill, which again is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
He got bipartisan support to help housing in Wisconsin. Hopefully that passes. Now, maybe here today, there is at least a start, because my feeling on this is once and if that Republicans get religion on this and pass the medical side, I don't think it'll be long until they're like, well, okay, that nothing terrible happened. So now let's just go ahead, like almost every other state, and legalize the recreational side.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think. Go ahead.
I agree, especially because if it's legal medically in more places, that only means more research is going to come out about, you know, ways that it can harm and help people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And especially like in Madison, where they've all but legalized it, they've made it basically there's no penalty for having marijuana in Madison right now. But which I'm fine. I don't think people should go to jail for having a joint on them. That's very different, in my opinion, than, you know, selling the stuff in large quantities unregulated. I think it's better to legalize it, regulate it, and then places like Madison say, hey, you get one really nice dispensary at the top of State Street and one really nice dispensary at the bottom of State Street, and make it like a liquor license. I mean, in Madison, you've got to pay $10,000 to get a liquor license in some places. So make some revenue off of it, right? Don't have all of these mom-and-pop dispensaries where you don't know what's going on, to Zomer's point. All right, we're going to come back, wrap things up here from Shawna, Wisconsin. YouTube is paying the Trumpster $24.5 million. We'll give you details on it after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't criticize me.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible.
Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at CleanWisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
If you want to be a Badger, come along with us. We're live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. Bucky back there in the background. Many thanks to stepmother Mary for planting this beautiful garden just for our show, providing the pumpkins. We appreciate that. Thank you, Mary. It's beautiful. Well done. Dad and Mary, we have a studio audience, Summers. There you go. It's fantastic here in beautiful Shawnee. We're going to be back in the Madison studios tomorrow, so looking forward to that. And tomorrow...
Oh, it's just the studio audience. The studio audience changed their minds.
Back in the studio tomorrow. And looking forward to this, our friend and really colleague at Civic Media, the director of the Midwest Farm Report, Pam Yonke, is going to be here. Farm Director Pam Yonke. The World Dairy Expo going on down at the Dane County Coliseum and Alliant Energy Center this week. Really important event. It gives Wisconsin international exposure. So Pam Yonke will join us tomorrow at 30, talking World Dairy Expo. Also ask her a little bit about the Trump trade tariffs, what this is doing for Wisconsin soybean farmers, and also we'll ask her about the rumors that Pam Yonke is up for new defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers. So that'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to Pam Yonke tomorrow on the show. Coming up at the top of this hour, by the way, it's Bucky Badger's 85th birthday today. Happy birthday to Bucky Badger. Also, coming up at 4 o'clock, ABC, CBS News, check of weather. Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter with sports, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by another edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Each of them will have a new word for you. You have about 6 minutes to text in Owl's Hour for the green and gold multi-state text-to-win contest to win $200 cash gold jewelry today, and then be eligible for our grand prize of two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. And the key word, speaking of, is club. Text the word club, C-L-U-B as a boy. Club is the word to text in. You have until 4 o'clock to do it, and then Maggie and Pete will have more words for you later on this broadcast day. Chris in Janesville, listening on WMDX, says, how about club seats? I was trying to use it in a sentence. And you're absolutely right, Chris. See, you should be sitting in this chair. So, club seats. All right, let's get to a couple of things here quickly. A couple of stories wanted to cover here before we got to get on out of here for the afternoon. First of all, this from The Hill. YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit President Trump brought in 2021 over the company's suspension of his account in the aftermath of the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, according to court filings on Monday. Under the terms of the agreement, get this, $22 million would go to Trump, who has directed the funds to be contributed to the Trust for the National Mall to support the construction of the White House State Ballroom. That's right, the Trump Ballroom is going to be paid for by YouTube at the cost of $22 million. So how do you like that? As the song says, another one bites the dust, another media company politically genuflects to Donald Trump, $22.5 million so Trump can have a new ballroom for Melania. So, you know, there's that happening, you know.
For Melania? It's for him.
Well, for both of them. So that's going on. I want to get to this one quickly on a slightly more serious note. Out of Variety, remember that magazine, Variety, Variety.com? The comedian David Cross released a fiery statement on his website Monday condemning the comedians who agreed to perform at Saudi Arabia's Riyadh Comedy Festival. Quote, I'm disgusted and deeply disappointed in this whole gross thing, Cross wrote, that people I admire with unarguable talent would condone this totalitarian fiefdom for what? A fourth house? A boat? More sneakers? He continued, we can never again take seriously anything these comedians complain about, unless it's complaining that we don't support enough torture and mass execution of journalists and LGBTQ peace activists here in the States, or that we don't terrorize enough Americans by flying planes into our buildings, unquote. Cross went on to call out specific names in the lineup, including comedy giants Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., and Bill Burr, amongst others, who performed at this event in Riyadh. Also there, comedian Kevin Hart, Pete Davidson, Russell Peters, Gabriel Iglesias, Wayne Brady, Jeff Ross, Tom Segura, and Hannibal Buress, all competing for the Crown Prince in Riyadh. What do you think about that, Zobbers?
I say that David Cross's words were pretty harsh, and honestly, they could have been harsher, and I would still agree.
So there you go. I think, have we gotten through all of the notes we wanted to get through today on a big show? We got through a lot. That was good. Bucky Badger celebrating his 85th birthday, and the word this hour to text in, a minute left to go, club, C-L-U-B, club. Text in the word club to be eligible for the green and gold multi-state contest. Going to find out tomorrow or later on this afternoon who the Brewers will be playing in the National League Divisional Series on Saturday. Cubs and Padres underway in about 5 minutes. We'll see who the Brewer crew gets on Saturday at AmFam Field. Many thanks to Aaron Zomers doing the work back at the World Headquarters in Madison. Also, thanks here to Dad and Mary and Mike for helping out up here in Shawnee, Wisconsin. We'll be back at the old World Headquarters in Madison. Wisconsin. Tomorrow, Pam Jahnke, our guest at 2:35. Don't miss that. Get out, have a beer, celebrate Bucky Badger's 85th birthday. And don't forget, Wisconsin men's basketball is right around the corner. We'll see you tomorrow in Madison. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. See you later.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where the Trump administration is weighing the firing of federal workers as the government shutdown continues. Layoffs that Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says will likely be in the thousands. KCBS's Matt Bigler says the shutdown affects Fleet Week in San Francisco.
The biggest casualty for Fleet Week? The Blue Angels aerial demonstration team has been grounded. Navy warships will also not be docking in the Bay Area. The Slim Down Festival will likely mean fewer visitors to San Francisco. Amy Cleary is with the Golden Gate Restaurant Association.
We're used to having this huge event where millions of people come to watch the Blue Angels. So having that cut off sort of at the last minute is a challenge.
Jim Breen, CEO of the Airshow Network, says the Blue Angels could still fly if a funding agreement is reached.
It's up to our friends in Congress to make it happen.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
The Senate will vote again on short-term.